Bill Freeman. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys.
Now, how you've been based here for how long now, here in Scone?
Oh, we're coming up. I think it's a year in July. And, I mean, I was just saying before, it's going to be a great day for racing today. It's not going to be too hot, but the sun's out. You know, it's Scone Cup's always an exciting time for the town. It's a big deal for country areas hosting these big events. It spreads wider than just racing. It's more, you've got caterers locally, you've got, it drives a lot of employment and gets a good buzz around.
So your first Scone Cup as a Scone-based trainer.
Yeah, I might find it hard today to try and find a winner, I would say, but that's okay. I worked in Scone a while back for Greg Bennett, probably 10 years ago. So I've been around Scone Cups for a while, but yeah, first time being a trainer, but it's, as I said, I think it'll be hard work to find a winner for me today.
Well, I wanted to ask, we're lucky enough to speak to so many different trainers on this show and different eras, and different generations, like across all sport. I'm keen to get your feelings on where you see racing currently and I guess where you see it moving forward as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's times are changing. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to spend some time with a lot of good trainers. But one thing that sort of was very noticeable, and Chris Waller would be a big exponent of it, is you've got to keep moving with the sport. Training horses the way they trained them back in the 90s and the 80s would not stack up today. It's a lot more professional these days, and it's like in all sports, essentially part of the sports science of it becomes crucial in trying to get horses to peak at the right time. And just the vast amount of trainers all over the country that can train a horse. I mean, you used to come out to Scone for an easy kill as a city trainer. Now they come out to Scone and you've got good trainers, even just looking locally at Scone. You've got Brett Kavanagh, I could go through almost all of them here that can train a horse and get them to go well. So in terms of training, I think we're in a really good era of having young trainers in New South Wales particularly that are applying their trade out in the country and are growing their ownership base and their quality. But then I also see a lot of young people wanting to get into racing at all levels. I think COVID was really good for racing, that we were able to keep going in a time when not many sports could. And it was a tremendous job by Racing New South Wales. But if we keep going that way and producing a quality where people have fun at the races, I mean, that Warrnambool Carnival in Victoria would be great.
It's fun.
That's the sort of thing people like about racing. And it's not really a money-making sport for owners. It's more an enjoyment. You buy 5% to be a part of it, you know, be part of the fun. So going to these sorts of carnivals where you get thousands of people rocking up and your horse is going around, like, to be fair, particularly one of my horses, the owners are coming up for Scone Cup and I said, well, let's just run it. You know, he might be a bit out of class the first ring, but he, if you're coming up for the race, you may as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I think racing's in a really good spot, particularly in Australia. Mm-hmm. I think we're doing the right things, and if we keep going that way and the trajectory keeps going up, you'll find people continue loving racing for a long time.
Yeah, Will, can I ask, mate, what have you really enjoyed since you've been out on your own, but also the biggest challenge you've faced?
I think probably the biggest challenge was part of the expectation. Unfortunately, it's very fortunate. My family have done very well in racing, but it comes with a little bit of added pressure that people expect you to do well. And I've been lucky enough to get some support from some really good people that have given me enough quality to sort of have a pretty good first season. But undoubtedly the most enjoyable part is doing it for yourself. I mean, going out, and I was working for my father and uncle, which was great, and I learned a lot, but I wanted to see if I could train on my own, and I'm not quite there yet, but at least getting that litmus test on myself is really enjoyable. It's the challenge of it, is making the decisions and not having someone that says, I don't think that's a good idea, Will. Now it's like, after the race, I go, Will, maybe that wasn't a good idea.
but Will, I like that. I like the fact that you're prepared to try something. So are you one of those trainers, and you know, you're young and you're out on your own, and obviously you bounce ideas off people, but are you one of these guys that go, bugger it, if that's not the norm or that's not what's expected, but I think this is the right thing to do, I'm going to have a crack at it and see where it leads me?
Absolutely. And as you're doing that, there's a lot of... there's a lot of self-reflection, probably a good word for it. But the key is, when you try things, is being able to assess and say, is that the right thing? Because unfortunately, sometimes every trainer gets it slightly wrong, and you got to go back and you've got to own. I think owners in particular don't mind if you try something different, if you're open with them with what you're doing. Mm. As long when you turn around and you get it wrong, you say, it was probably trainer error, and then they'll cop that. Mm. But, I think you've got to, as I said earlier, you've got to keep moving. If you stay stagnant, you end up just relying on the same people, the same group of owners, the same type of horses. And there's a lot of races and a lot of prize money to be won in all sorts of areas of racing. So it's, as long as you can justify why you're doing something, then absolutely. I think there's no... there's no limitation on what you can experiment in this industry.
So much of this game for you is getting the right stock, isn't it? And having those owners who'll just back you and give you really good horses. That, I guess, for someone starting out at your level, that's what's going to help elevate you to the next level.
Absolutely. And the important thing is, not every horse is going to be fast, but you've just got to make the experience enjoyable. Like, you've got to... I'm a big believer in getting the owners involved with the way that the horse, like, fortunately, like Michael and Laurie, and they've had their time in sport where they're part of the bigger organisation, and they get a say. But a lot of fans always watch from afar. Mm. And horse racing, whether you're only buying a small share, if you can give them that experience to be a part of the sport, and to be a part of the programming, and to be a part of the decisions. And they'll wear some of the bad decisions with you, but at least they feel like they're involved. And then if you give them a good experience in ownership, then whether the horse wins or loses, never wins a race, doesn't matter. They'll go, well, let's go and find the next fast one. I want to feel that success. But if your communication's low and they feel like they're just a passenger the whole time, well, then... at the end of the day, they think, oh, well, maybe that wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be. Mm.
Tell us about your runners today then, mate. What, you've got two in?
Yeah, I've got Hamoon Sweetheart for Paul Frampton, who's been a great supporter of mine. And I've whacked the blinkers on him. And I wasn't going to run him. I gave him a gallop on Tuesday, and it sharpened him up. And I thought, well, let's have a crack. And he's the one that... probably he could surprise at long odds. He first ring's probably going to need another run, and it's a little short of his best. But they're both feeling very well, and they'd be ones to keep an eye on anyway. Maybe don't put your house on it, right? But
chance to sneak into a place.
Well, yeah. So yeah, I would say so. I think he'd get decent odds for a place, but. I was probably a little bit more confident when the ground was looking to be a bit heavier, but the track's come up. It's outstanding.
It's enormous.
It is. It looks
what
terrific.
A dick.
It's one of. I mean, you'll ask jockeys all over the country that have ridden here, and it's one of the best course proppers in the state, let alone country areas. It's a long straight. It's got a really nice cambered turn, and it'll be a great day racing.
And now, Will, can you explain to Middo that's a dam in the middle of the track?
Now, please. Hang on just a minute. It was put to me, it was like this, like Swan Lake earlier this morning.
No, I asked if it was a lake. I didn't say Swan Lake, just a lake. I thought, is it my eyes at 5:30 this morning, or am I seeing what I'm seeing? And Will said, oh, we might have had a little bit of rain. Sorry, Middo said, oh, we might have had a little bit of rain.
And it took me an hour to see you properly.
It's half the course.
It's what's outside there.
It's not just an oversized puddle.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's an irrigation dam? Oh, for goodness sake.
But in fairness, It isn't always full. We've had a good year of rain.
Yeah.
But it's
just a question.
It's, yeah. I'd say it's deep enough. You could jump in the middle of it.
Oh, jeez.
You could try. Try walking across it.
Well, if I get the quaddy, I'll consider it.
I'll tell you what you need to do, Mido. Go and see if there's any yabbies in there. There you go.
Yeah, sure.
That'll determine whether it's a dam or not. What about tomorrow at Rose Hill, Will, in the highway?
Yeah, I actually think it's sort of setting up for him. He was pretty fair at Hawkesbury 2 weeks ago in the highway, but the track was just slightly too firm for him. And it looks like there's a bit more pace in this 1500, so he's probably looking for a mile. But I wouldn't say I'm confident, but I would be disappointed if he's not running a much better race this time in. He's probably where he is in the market's probably fair enough. He's probably a good each way chance.
Yeah, $14 chance. Hey, Will, great to talk to you, mate, and well done on what you've done going out on your own so far. And look forward to tracking your progress, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Appreciate it, boys.